Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, the book review show all about crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of us all. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about my favourite books in the crime genre. Today's book is Limestone and Clay by Leslie Glaister. Published by Minerva in 1993, today it's all about caving, pottery, and domestic disharmony. Nadia and Simon live together. Nadia is a potter, and Simon is a geography teacher with an interest in caving, exploring caves. They've been together about 5 years, but unfortunately, recently they've lost a baby to a miscarriage, and Nadia is still deep in her grief. She finds it hard to get inspired to work on her art again, and she's brokenhearted to see her period. She's not pregnant again this month. The rift between Nadia and Simon is growing wider and wider. Both of them are unsure about whether they want to continue on with this relationship, but neither are willing to make a decision yet and walk away. Simon and his friends are planning another caving outing, and Nadia wants nothing to do with it. Simon's caving friends include an ex-girlfriend, and when the ex-girlfriend announces she's pregnant, this is another slap in the face for Nadia. Simon is also grieving for a dead friend, an experienced caver who, contrary to all caving wisdom, decided to go exploring on his own and never made it out again. Simon and his friends are planning to visit the very same cave where their friend died. When Nadia invites their strange neighbour inside to sell her some cosmetics and then she reads her fortune, and when Simon's ex-girlfriend drops a bombshell, Nadia and Simon both take off in separate directions into the night, each driven by their own obsession. Babies for Nadia and the caves for Simon. Now this is a quietly creepy book, and the book has been described as domestic horror. It's the story of a relationship on the edge, and yet it has all the tension and suspense of a thriller as we follow the two main characters making worse and worse choices. This was definitely a case of me yelling, "No, don't do that," at the book. Both main characters are flawed and relatable, even when taking their obsessions to the nth degree, making their actions plausible and almost reasonable, even though they are often plainly crazy. Nadia and Simon are both grieving in their own ways. Nadia for her child and Simon for his friend, and both for the relationship which could be over any day. Aside from Nadia and Simon, there are only a few other characters in the book, strange neighbour with her pet crow and the ex-girlfriend with her own grudges. Now, some people may not like this, but I really appreciated the intimate descriptions of Nadia's period and impact on her physically and mentally. Now, this is a big part of women's lives and I think should be talked about more. I found the descriptions of the caves claustrophobic and nerve-wracking. I could almost feel the cold and the damp and the absolute darkness of an unlit cave. I also found the ending very unnerving, and I'm still questioning whether what I think happened actually happened. So if you like dark caves, relationship troubles, palm reading, a bit of yoga, and a sense of dread, I heartily recommend Limestone and Clay by Leslie Glaister. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or just want to say hello, please contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.